Chris, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks so much, Grace. It's great to talk to you.
Lovely to have you back on. So, Chris, I was looking back over 2025, how was it for businesses in Killorglin?
Looking back over 25, I guess, look, Killorglin has always been a very, very busy hub, busy place in terms of employment and people here. But I suppose businesses have definitely struggled in terms of traffic management and the flow of the town, I would say. We probably have less cafes and stuff than we had maybe in 2024 when I was speaking to you last. But on the overall thing, I think people are very positive as well. There's a lot of kind of positive changes. And overall, I'd say they're probably happy with 2025.
Okay, that's good to hear. And it has been a challenging year for business as well, because I know obviously like there's so much for business, especially the smaller businesses, I think, in local towns as well in particular, because you mentioned cafes and things there, but I suppose the cost of doing business and the cost of electricity and overheads as well, they all add up. So it can be quite difficult to do business. But I suppose you did mention there were some positives as well. And that's important as well, that businesses, I suppose, can get through another year and focus on the positives and look ahead maybe to next year in the hopes that things might improve and they might get that bit more support.
Absolutely. And I think it's a message that we've been kind of focused on, and we would be, again, going into next year, would be supporting local business, you know, supporting community events, the festivals, and I suppose definitely people getting in behind long-term projects that will improve the town. You know, we've definitely seen it over the last couple of months in Killorglin, where we've been working with the county council in terms of the new RRDF, the kind of rural regeneration scheme that's been there. And the Killorglin Chamber, I suppose ourselves, we had kind of put out a survey among the town, and, you know, we had a huge response to that. Like, we'd over 200 people that had responded to ourselves directly, I suppose, which would tell us, like, that there's people in the town and they're really interested in making a difference and having their say. And I suppose that's one of the things that I would take out of 2025, that we probably had more engagement locally than we've had previously. And I suppose that's something that we can definitely work on bringing into 2026 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great to hear. You mentioned traffic earlier on, and I suppose it's an issue for the town. I think we all have heard a lot about it as well, because it's been raised at different meetings and things like that. And the need for a bypass has been highlighted a lot as well for Killorglin. There does seem to be support there for it, but it does seem like it's a little bit far off. Is it a big issue for businesses in the area in terms of traffic, I suppose, and getting people into the town to stop and actually get a parking space to come and shop in the town?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think, you know, from looking at other towns that have had something similar, I think that, you know, people in Macroom have said that it's been very positive for them. I mean, look, it's you coming over the bridge in Killorglin, as beautiful as it is, and looking around, you know, it's so scenic, but it's the only way that you can get to South Kerry, you know, and we definitely need just another route, I suppose, and a bypass is probably the only sensible way that we can do that. I can't see anyone digging a tunnel under the town. So, I think that there's that. There's another project then as well where, you know, I know that the residents on the Killarney Road have been waiting for a footpath. There is a lot of progress after we made there as well in the last couple of months. So we'd be very hopeful for planning to come through there in 2026.
That's great to hear. I suppose when you think of Killorglin, I think it's fairly obvious. A lot of us straight away will think of Puck Fair, Chris, and it obviously is a huge annual tradition in the town as well, and brings a lot of people into the area as well, as do a lot of other the events that you have throughout the year as well. Can you explain to us, Chris, I suppose, why these type of events are so important for the businesses and for the local residents in the town as well?
I suppose it brings a bit of an identity to our community, really. I mean, you know, we're Puck Fair, we're synonymous with it, of course, like, but I mean, the Biddies as well is such a really good traditional festival. Féile Eile at Halloween, you know, it concentrates on all the, you know, traditions of what Halloween has been founded on. And obviously, K-Fest will be coming back again in Killorglin. So in terms of why we have them, I suppose we would find that because Puck has been in Killorglin for so many years, for hundreds of years, I think we've developed a little quirkiness ourselves as a community. And that brings, you know, people want to see it where Puck Fair has been. I feel like the Puck Fair brings people to the town, you know, all year round. It doesn't have to be August. And we're very lucky, you know, that we have that. But we're building on it all the time, all throughout the year.
Absolutely. No, it's a great way to get people into the town. And I suppose to show them what you have to offer as well, because some people mightn't be aware of the different businesses or the different, I suppose, amenities in the town either. But they come to it then and they come to an event like this and they see what you have to offer and potentially might come back again, which is, I suppose, the aim of all these kind of things as well, isn't it, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. And look, it's strengthening like the visitor experience, I suppose, when they come to Killorglin, when they come to Midgarry. And even, you know, if they're staying here, you know, no matter what time of the year, we're so close to lakes, beaches, mountains, you know, wooded walks, the whole lot. I mean, like, I suppose No different to a lot of the towns in Kerry. Like, I suppose we're really lucky in terms of what we have around us, and I suppose the more people that come to Killorglin, even if it's for a first time and experience it, the better.
Absolutely. And Chris, just before we finish up, I suppose as you look forward, what are some of the chamber's main focuses, I suppose, or something that you'd like to see happen throughout 2026?
I think throughout 2026, as I said there at the start, like, one of the bigger things that I found is that there was more involvement from businesses locally and people locally, and getting involved and feeling that they're able and they're welcome to get involved with the chamber. And I suppose, look, I'd love to just put that kind of a welcome and that invite for people that, say, might have not even a lot of time, but just a few hours a month, that they might be able to give it back to the town of Killorglin and help out with what the Chambers does and its activities in terms of promoting it and helping the businesses thrive in the town.
Absolutely. Well, look, it sounds like you've a lot going on, and it's great to hear that there's been some positive stories throughout the year as well. But Chris, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening.
Brilliant, Amber. Thank you so much for your time.